It's 12 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Tim Burton. It's snowing off and on outside our Toronto studio today, with temperatures hovering around the freezing mark. The high today should hit 1 degree. Now to our top story. Rescuers continue to search for victims in L'Aquila, Italy, this hour in the aftermath of a deadly earthquake. More than 180 people are dead and 1,500 injured in the worst earthquake to hit Italy in 3 decades. As many as 50,000 people are homeless after 15,000 buildings were damaged by the quake. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has pledged $40 billion to rebuild the area. L'Aquila is about 100 kilometers east of Rome in the mountainous Abruzzo region. Police services won't put up with any excuses for impaired driving. On February 21st, Toronto Police, OPP, and RCMP got together to crack down on impaired driving in Toronto. Sergeant Jack West of the Traffic Division coordinated this effort, which took place on the Bloor Street Viaduct. He says that when someone gets hurt or killed in a collision, it's not just the victim's family who grieves. Sergeant West wants to make sure people don't put themselves in that position.
It's all too often, I'm very tired of hearing it, when an impaired gets involved in a collision and it ends up being a fatality, you always hear, if I could only turn the clock back. Well, my message is to drivers, I don't want to hear that again, and think about it. Prepare an alternative to driving.
Police services stopped almost 3,000 cars and gave warnings to 10 drivers who were close to the blood alcohol limit of 0.8. Police arrested one driver, suspended his license, and charged him with impaired driving. Authorities still don't know today why a Canadian man stole a Cessna in Thunder Bay and flew it into Wisconsin. But 31-year-old Yavuz Berke is now has the attention of the RCMP, the FBI, and the U.S. military. He jumped into a training plane just after 3 yesterday afternoon and flew it due south, causing an international incident. He finally landed on a highway near Madison, escorted by 2 F-16 fighter jets, which had scrambled to intercept him. Jane Kreba's convicted murderer will likely reoffend, a court has heard. Psychiatrist Lindley Bassarath says JSR, who cannot be named because of his age at the time of the Boxing Day shooting, scored 30 out of 43 on a test of his likelihood to reoffend. Bassarath was testifying at JSR's sentencing hearing, where prosecutors are trying to have him sentenced as an adult. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays started the season last night by trashing the Detroit Tigers 12-5. Pitcher Roy Halladay had control of the mound in his 7th consecutive opening day start, while designated hitter Adam Lind turned in a club-record 6 RBIs for opening day. Play had to be stopped in the middle of the 8th after some of the 48,000-strong crowd threw baseballs down at Tigers players. Both teams went to the dugout during the 9-minute delay. In entertainment, Canadian festival organizers are feeling a little more relaxed today, with an extra $100 million in the kitty. The federal government confirmed yesterday it would help fund marquee events such as the Montreal Jazz Festival. The feds will dish out $50 million a year for the next 2 years, starting next month. The money will boost tourism during tough economic times, according to the government. Think of it as modern art meets modern education. The next generation of contemporary artists creating a multimedia spectacular in Toronto's East End. Steve Darley has this report.
Multimedia art exhibits are nothing new to the city of Toronto. This one, though, is a bit different. The artists are very young. The location is their school, William Burgess Elementary in East York. And for one night only, they transformed the school into a live-action art gallery. In a tribute to Toronto's world-famous Nuit Blanche, they called the exhibit Nuit Burgess. The artist used a mix of styles from traditional paintbrushes to modern-day digital images. Performance art, including music and dance, also took center stage. The night was a celebration of multiculturalism. Teacher Mark Baker was quite literally thrilled with the event. His class performed their own version of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Decided not to have the conventional, concert sort of thing, and we took a page out of the whole Nuit Blanche and decided to have lots of art installments all over the school, and we decided to do part of a dance, really. And so we decided to do the Thriller dance.
Hundreds gathered for the exhibition, and the school was buzzing with activity and excitement. Parents were thrilled and flocked the hallways and classrooms, eager to see their children's creativity. Tazia Alexiou-Pipilas has a son in grade 2. Both of them had been looking forward to the event for weeks.
It's worth it because I see my child looking forward every day coming to school.
School principal Lynn Strangway was pleased that all 300 students were involved in the exhibition in one way or another. Even with a chaotic start, she can't wait for next year and the second installment of Nui Burgess. Steve Darley, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.